Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Shelby County District Attorney Amy Weirich, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee, Ed Stanton III, and Bill Dries, reporter with the Memphis Daily News. Well, we want to talk about crime tonight, initiatives that you all work on together and separately. And the numbers over 6 years, Operation Safe Community, shows that violent crime in some ways is down dramatically. Why is that? Let's start with you, Amy.
Sure. A big reason that crime is down is because of the Operation Safe Community Part 1 plan. That was the focus of that plan when it was rolled out in 2007, was to get the crime rate down, and particularly focusing on violent crime. And so it's a concerted effort. Obviously, prosecutors, as Ed and I say all the time, we can't do it by ourselves. Police cannot do it by themselves. But when we all work together and when we bring in private partners, the business community, the faith-based community, community service agencies to help in that fight, what you see is what we have now, a 26% drop in violent crime.
Your office sees this decline as a result of what?
As General Weirich just mentioned, I think the collaborative effort that we have, as one example, every week there are prosecutors from the state side, from General Weirich's office, and the federal prosecutors from the U.S. Attorney's Office that deal with felons in possession. Basically, we call the Project Safe Neighborhood group, where gun crimes are looked at every week. And so we determine which of the bad actors my office, we're looking for the worst of the worst. It's something that PSN has been a model across the country where we're able to take these bad actors and the worst of the worst will actually get be prosecuted from the federal side. As you guys know, there's no parole in federal court in the federal system. And so we're able to pull those detractors away from the community.
In your office, General Weirich, you hear nationally, courts are backlogged, jails are backlogged. Do you have the resources you need? I mean, are you backlogged with people?
Well, the numbers go up each year, but that's kind of a mixed blessing, because if our caseload is up, that means arrests are up as well. So what you don't want is crime to go up and arrests and prosecutions to go down. Do we have the resources that we need? No. We've been very blessed in the last couple of years. When I started in the office, it was probably half the size that it is now. We've been very blessed from the state side and the county side in the addition of prosecutors to our office to handle the caseload. But we have 109 prosecutors, that includes me, and I don't carry an active caseload. I will continue to try cases from time to time, but I don't handle what the average prosecutor in my office handles, and we handle over 100,000 cases every year.
Talk to me a little bit about some of these gang zones, which will kind of be new for our anti-gang efforts here. We haven't really seen that before, an area where by court order you don't have gang activity.
That's using our gang nuisance statute, which is the law in the state of Tennessee. We have gang enhancement and we have gang nuisance. And what we hope to do by the creation of this gang unit, one of the many goals that we have for it, is to use that statute a little more effectively and to do just that, to clean up pockets of the community where people are sick and tired of the gang members taking over and terrorizing people.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.